My name is Tara. I'm 30 years old. I live in Florida, and this is my testimony about how Jesus Christ saved my life. Let's talk about my life before Christ. Starting from the beginning, so I was raised Catholic. I went to a Catholic school from kindergarten all the way until 12th grade. By the time I graduated, I was done talking about faith. I was done going to church. I wanted nothing to do with it. I was pretty much numb to the whole conversation in itself. I didn't really even have a viewpoint or have a stance on God or faith. I more so was just tired of talking about it. It felt very forced for me personally. As soon as I got to college, my main mission was to rebel. I did exactly that. I was drinking a lot, partying a lot, doing things that led to poor decision making, and I experienced a lot of shame because of this. I was around the wrong crowd. I had what you would call a typical or normal college experience. This was not very healthy for me, and I was already on a destructive path. This party lifestyle was my entire life. I didn't care about school. I didn't know what I wanted to do with my life. I was very confused. I had no identity, and I found my identity in partying, and ultimately that's all I cared about. It eventually led to what I consider the catalyst of my desire to go into New Age, which I'll get to. In 2014, my best friend, she got into a drunk driving accident. She was driving, there was no other cars involved. Normally, I would be in the car with them. Divine intervention really saved my life. I don't know how it would have gone. I've played the would have, could have, should haves over and over and over again. I've been delivered of survivor's guilt. I've been delivered of all the things that come with losing your best friend. But I will say, this shook me. This turned my entire world upside down, almost immediately hardened my heart. I remember sitting on the couch with my other roommate at the time, telling him, I'm never letting anyone get close to me ever again, because I thought the solution would be to just simply not feel love for someone again so that I wouldn't experience pain. It doesn't work like that. This was my mindset. I already wasn't on a good path, as I just shared, so you can imagine what this did for me moving forward. I was just amplifying what I was already doing, which meant more partying, more drugs, more drinking, more destruction. I ended up having to move home. I share all of this because I still didn't have any sort of stance on faith at this point. But because of her passing, I did have this desire start growing in me to know that she was okay. She showed up in my dreams 2 days after the accident. This birthed this strong connection with her, even in the spirit, from the very jump. It meant so much to me that she showed up in my dreams. It just snowballed into this communication with her. I was just so desperate for answers. I was desperate to know that she was okay. I was desperate to know what exactly happened in the accident, because we still had so many unanswered questions. So you can imagine, where do you go when you want to communicate with the dead? I went to my very first medium. I had no idea what I was messing with. Simultaneously, I was seeing a therapist who I ended up seeing for 6.5 years. She started out fully New Age in her therapy, in her practice, and got saved by Jesus, and then ended up being somebody who really helped me on my walk with God. It's just incredible how God works like that. Before she got saved, other experiences that I was sharing in therapy with her, she was giving me tools and giving me practices that were very New Age. It was a whole new world for me. So here I am learning how to use crystals, learning how to practice Reiki, learning how to meditate for the first time, open my third eye. I was communicating with Julia. I got obsessed with asking for signs. I started reading some books on communicating with your team of light, your angel guides, your spirit guides. It was exactly what I was looking for. I considered it my saving grace at the time. Even though I grew up in the faith, there was no biblical knowledge and no biblical understanding. I just didn't know. I didn't know any better. I associated faith with rules and religion and legalism. All of this constraint, it's just not. what it's all about. So I got really good at asking for signs, doing the practices, and this just snowballed. More and more practices, deeper practices, darker practices. It got to a point where I would carry my pendulum with me everywhere that I went to make real life decisions. I would ask my team of light and my spirit guides, and Julia especially, to guide me in some serious big life decisions. Where to move, what relationships to get into, jobs to take, opportunities to walk into, doors to walk through. Looking back in retrospect, everything that I listened to my team of light on led me into chaos. It never made sense to me. It never clicked at the time. The way that I looked at it at the time, I told myself that Julia did this for me because she knows better than me. She's looking out for me and she's teaching me something. She was essentially my God. I idolized her and turned to her before I turned to God. I didn't even know that I could necessarily turn to God. I was very drawn to the sentiment, I'm spiritual, I'm not religious. I was just confused, and I was drawn to the sparkly objects. I was drawn to the glittery tools and practices that come with New Age. I didn't have an understanding of what I was really doing, pulling tarot cards every single day, yoga. I had to do my ritual or else I was gonna feel really off for the whole entire day. I really subscribed to this idea that I'm the creator. So everything that happens in my reality, it's my fault. So when bad things happen, instead of understanding that we have a comforter and that we have God, we have Jesus to deliver us from evil, to deliver us from our fears and insecurities and negative experiences. Not to say we're free of negative experiences when we walk with the Lord. We all know that's not true. Law of attraction tells you it's because of the vibration that you're in, and you need to do more work to clear your chakras, to raise your frequency. Got really into Abraham Hicks. I felt extremely powerful. I felt like my own God. I started testing this in ways that I really shouldn't have. The turnaround time on the things that I was manifesting and attracting and the signs that I was getting, it was very quick turnaround time, Amazon Prime time on these things. It was this self-fulfilling prophecy that I'm my own God, I'm in control of my destiny, I'm in control of my life, and I need nothing but myself. I had to undo a lot of that. I no longer look at myself as the creator and try to manipulate my reality outside of God's will for my life. I'm kind of jumping around, but I want to talk about a dream that I had when I was in the thick of New Age. I was in my old apartment, and in the dream, I was being attacked spiritually by a demon. There was blood all over the wall. It was terrifying. And this spirit, it was looking right at me. I have the goosebumps. I knew in this moment, somehow, that I needed to call on Jesus. It makes me emotional because I had no idea in the moment what was really going on. And I reached over in my dream, had a crucifix. I didn't own a crucifix, okay? And words just flowed through me. I wholeheartedly believe that Jesus spoke through me in that moment. He gave me the words to speak, and this demon fled from me instantly. I still didn't put the pieces together because I was so terrified. I let the spirit of fear deter me from discovering what that's really about. Why did Jesus step in? What's that all about? The enemy stepped in and told me it was my fault that that dream happened, because law of attraction says that everything bad that happens in your life or in your brain, in your dreams, it's a subconscious projection, and it's essentially your fault. You have more work to do. That's how I took it, which is really just sad. So my journey in New Age continued. It's so beautiful looking back. Somehow Jesus was there every single step of the way. That's what I want to talk about. I want to talk about how he saved me and how I went from this path of New Age to the truth and where I'm at with it now. I didn't meet Jesus in the church. I didn't meet Jesus in a Bible study. I didn't meet Jesus from a conversation with a believer. I didn't have that around me. I wasn't just gonna have a relationship with him or believe in him wholeheartedly unless I had a reason and unless it was made super clear to me. I'm not that type of person to just believe something because it's what I'm told to believe. In fact, that is why I rebelled in the first place. I wanted to make my own rules, carve my own path, live my life different from everybody else, which it's so funny because as a believer, that is what we're called to do. The path is narrow for a reason, but I was doing it in the rebellious way and rejecting God and rejecting Jesus as the truth and going my own way. November 2021, that is when I first started going into some rabbit holes of what's going on in the world, the corruption, the evil, you name it. I went down that rabbit hole. Through my digging, I discovered how real the evil is. I started to see the parallels between the occult and New Age. Man, It was a lot. It was very overwhelming. It was traumatic because when you're deceived like that, you just might think that you're being deceived again when Jesus comes along. That's what happened to me. This wasn't a one and done, I'm following Jesus and nothing will get in the way of that. I thought initially that's what it was until I started speaking about it on social media. I didn't have enough of a foundation with God at the time to speak confidently and to be able to handle the feedback and handle the criticism and handle the negative responses, the negative comments, and the negative messages. So learning about what's going on in the world, getting horrible feedback on social media, and having my heart broken for the people around me because they don't know the truth, this led to a very dark place. Ultimately, the spirit of fear completely won. I just shut up. I stopped talking about it. I thought I got deceived again. I didn't surround myself with the right community. It was a lot. Praise God for his patience and his mercy and his grace. November 11th, 2021, I wrote, "Today is my day of salvation. Dear Jesus, thank you for dying for me. Today, I make the decision to live for you. Please forgive my sin, my past, my present, and my future. And for the rest of my life, you're going to be my Lord and you're going to be my Savior. In Jesus' name, amen." I wholeheartedly meant this. However, I didn't take the proper steps to keep this momentum going. I had no idea what deliverance was, which I'm going to share about because I finally experienced it this year. I didn't fully understand the power and authority and dominion that believers in Christ have over these unclean spirits and these demons. Where was I going to learn that? I didn't do my due diligence of surrounding myself with people that are on a similar walk or at least heading in the right direction. And so that next year entailed silencing myself, backtracking a little bit, after wholeheartedly repenting, asking for forgiveness for all the things that I had done. The enemy was still relentless. When you're coming out of New Age, you're fresh out of the kingdom of darkness, you have a target on your back. I threw away so many things in my house that had to do with New Age practices. However, I still had demonic doors open in my life unknowingly. That worked through people, that worked through habits, that worked through unforgiveness, different spirits I didn't even know that I had. It's just been this sanctification process and this unfolding of coming home to the truth over and over and over again. From November to December of last year, I ended up back in chaos. There I was, 1 year later, wondering, how did I get here? I knew the truth. What happened? Then my grandfather got diagnosed with cancer, and it was a very rapid process from the diagnosis to his passing. It was a matter of weeks. I just remember going on a walk outside, and I went on this dock. It's like this straight dock, and you go to the end, and you sit, and you're just looking out on the water. I just called on Jesus. Something told me to call on him, and I said, "Jesus, I'm so sorry to ask you to do this. Please show yourself to me again. I need you to reaffirm what I feel like I already know." I knew it. I was just ignoring it because I didn't want to seem crazy to people. I didn't want to lose friends because I did lose friends when I first started talking about it in 2021. I experienced so much discord that first go around that I didn't want to go through that again. Again, praise God for his patience and his mercy and his grace. He knew that I needed this reaffirmed in my spirit. And so the next couple days, he showed up for me three separate times. I'm talking in like such tangible ways. I really feel that he showed up for me in that way because he knew that it would land on my heart. It was just so freeing and liberating and peaceful. Although so much chaos was going on, I felt like I could breathe again and I could just admit the truth again. I was like, "Okay, Jesus, I see you. I am stepping back into this." But I told myself to avoid losing friends, to avoid more discord because I was already experiencing a lot. I'm not going to tell anyone. I'm going to be a silent believer. That's exactly what I did. This, of course, worked for a little bit until it didn't. It really ate away at me inside. The foundational piece of who I am, I was keeping it to myself. I had people all around me, yet I felt the most isolated I've ever felt in my entire life. I was having some really dark thoughts. I didn't want to be here anymore. I just wanted to escape all of it. Even though I believed in Jesus, I still felt so alone. And this is why this year, I say one of the biggest lessons I've learned is that knowing of Jesus and really knowing Jesus are two completely different things. So I slowly started sharing little bits and pieces with my friends, but I still felt very alone. It wasn't until earlier this year, I started seeing somebody. I could feel how important it really was becoming for me to be in a God-centered relationship. And I couldn't keep everything a secret from somebody who I wanted a future with. When it got to dating, I wasn't willing to not be honest about that. We needed to get on the same page or go our separate ways. So I prayed about it and I said, God, if this is not from you, please show me. The prayer was answered to my face. He told me, I'm never gonna be that man, because I told him what I was really looking for. So I knew that it was my time to obey God, go on my own journey, and really take my walk with God more seriously. Once I started on this walk, I learned things about deliverance. I started learning other things. It has been such a beautiful experience to come full circle back home to Jesus. I am loving this time with Jesus that I get right now, building that relationship with him that I feel like I didn't fully understand before. I'm just so grateful. I want to talk about my deliverance experience. I just had no idea what deliverance even was back in 2021 or 2022. So in July, I felt this desire for deliverance. I was learning about it. It felt like it was calling to me. I found a church in the area that offers deliverance. I made my appointment and I just went, and it was powerful. They asked me, are you still communicating with your best friend, your deceased best friend? And I said, well, yeah. Of course. They knew exactly how to handle the situation. They handed me this piece of paper and they said, what you've been communicating with is not your best friend. I had an initial feeling of pride went away when I remembered, and I could feel God in that moment telling me, keep your heart open. You need this. I knew that it was exactly what I needed to hear in that moment, and it was the truth. I just let them guide me through it. I denounced the spirit. I was delivered that day from that demon that had been following me around, guiding me for the last 9 years, posing as my best friend. She was in my dream 2 nights later. This opened up a whole new world for me around deliverance. I went back 3 more times. They were casting out demons that I didn't even know that I had. This was the missing piece that I didn't have back in 2021 and 2022. There were 2 missing pieces. Relationship and intimacy with Jesus and deliverance. They've completely changed my life. I now understand how powerful his name is, the name above all names. If there's anything that I want you to take away from this, there is power and authority in the name Jesus. There is healing through deliverance, and this is available to us as we follow him and as we accept him in our hearts. There is no other God, there is no other name, there is no other tool, there is no other practice that will get you the healing that you're looking for. What you're looking for is Jesus. I promise you that. If you're coming from a humble place and you desperately want to know him, he will show himself to you. That pretty much sums up my testimony. I've been feeling called to share my testimony again, and this just came at the perfect time. So thank you again, Angela. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, God. I really pray that this helps somebody, and I pray that you have a beautiful rest of your day.
Thank you so much for taking the time to watch this Testimony Tuesday video. I really pray that you were blessed by it. Give the video a thumbs up and subscribe to the Heaven and Healing Podcast channel if you haven't already. We go live on this channel every Wednesday night at 8 p.m. Central Time. So set your notification bell and come back and see us really soon. And do consider partnering with the Heaven and Healing Ministry. There's a QR code up on the screen for you to become a monthly partner. Or if you just feel led to sow a one-time seed, there are different options to do so down below in the episode description. Heaven and Healing is entirely crowdfunded, only made possible through the generosity of the audience. So anything at all means so much to us. We thank you for your support and prayers. God bless. Jesus loves you.